SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Donald Trump and his personal aide, Walt Nota, have both faced Magistrate Judge Jonathan Goodman in a federal court in Miami. In the court, the first former president to face a judge on federal charges pleaded not guilty to dozens of felony counts. Mr. Nota is also accused of having helped to hide documents, but he did not enter a plea because he did not have local counsel present. The court appearance itself was rather subdued, with Donald Trump reportedly remaining silent during the 47 minutes of the hearing. He was allowed to leave court without conditions or travel restrictions. No cash bond was required, but he has been banned from communicating with potential witnesses in the case. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says despite repeated claims by the Trump defense team and supporters, the Biden administration has nothing to do with the prosecution.
It isn't the Department of Justice. It isn't the President of the United States. It is a grand jury of everyday Americans who has indicted Donald Trump. It is everyday Americans who will sit on a jury that will consider these charges.
But Donald Trump's attorney and spokeswoman Alina Habba makes it clear how his side sees the situation.
The decision to pursue charges against President Trump while turning a blind eye to others is emblematic of the corruption that we have here. We are at a turning point in our nation's history. The targeting prosecution of a leading political opponent is the type of thing you see in dictatorships like Cuba and Venezuela.
They claim it's a political trial aimed at preventing Donald Trump from coming back to the White House, proven by the fact that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden also handled classified documents improperly but did not face prosecution. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said as much.
Politically is seen as a double standard, what I said Sunday. I think if you look at polling, most Republicans believe that what's happening to President Trump is one-sided. The Hunter Biden fiasco has been going on for 4 years. Other people have had classified information in their personal residence, and I'm not suggesting that having information on the garage floor of Joe Biden is espionage.
Jared Monshine is director of research at the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney.
You can look at how his rivals for the 2024 Republican nomination have spoken about him in the past few weeks, in that they have really come to his defense. I mean, his rivals maybe privately may not want to come to his defense, but publicly they can't deny the fact that Trump continues to sort of have a pretty significant level of support in the Republican base.
He says the court case may not be a serious challenge to Donald Trump's political career and bid for the presidency, especially considering it may take years to reach a conclusion.
The sort of Trump playbook on these matters is pretty well known at this point. This is a man who's been in legal battles for much of his career in the public eye. He will delay as long as possible. He will sort of muddy the waters. He will talk about the political bias.
But how solid is the Republican claim of political bias? David Smith, an associate professor at the United States Studies Center, explains how his case differs with the accusations against Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton.
The difference is, in Trump's case, there were a lot more classified documents. There were more than 100 classified documents. Also, Clinton and Biden were very cooperative with the investigation. In fact, in the case of Biden, it was Biden's own staff who actually conducted the search in the first place. Trump, on the other hand, resisted attempts by the government to retrieve these documents for more than a year.
The accusations against Mr. Trump relate to hoarding classified documents and refusing government demands to give them back. And this last point may be the key element that makes him stand out.
And these attempts to retrieve these documents, they didn't begin with the FBI raid. It began with very polite requests from the National Archive to simply return the documents that were required. And if Trump had done that early on, none of this actually would have happened.
After the arraignment, Donald Trump joined a fundraiser with his supporters and then went to a restaurant in Miami. And as ever, he oozed confidence.
I think it's a rigged deal here. We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems. We're a nation in decline. And then they do this stuff.
Julien Huyer, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.